7:34, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910, the iHeartRadio app. John Laser, voice of the Hokies, will join me coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Virginia Tech, they play right here Saturday. Coverage beginning at 5:30. Andrew Allegretta and myself outside in Hokie Village, where hopefully it'll start feeling like fall conditions again. And then kickoff at 7:20, just a little past 7 o'clock on the ACC Network. A little Saturday night football. Also, got the Hokies and got the Wahoos as well. We'll talk to Dave Kane, the voice of UVA, coming up at 8:45. John Laser joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. Lays joining us now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Biggest takeaway, it was a beatdown type of afternoon on Saturday, 59 points, only given up 7, pretty much a shutout by the starters. Your biggest takeaway from the win?
Well, I'll give you two, which I always do, Wes. You ask for one, I'll give you two.
That's how you roll.
Good morning. That's right. I think the biggest one is that this defense is becoming the unit that we thought that it could if it stayed healthy to this point of the season. And knock on wood, for the most part, it has. I know they've lost Divine Diablo for the season, but really he was in a secondary and complementary role, and Reggie Floyd played tremendous as recognized by the ACC, but the defensive line has started to galvanize, and as that's happened, we're starting to see just how good the second two levels of this defense are. So I know North Carolina's banged up and probably one of the more porous offenses that you're going to see this year, but at the same time, that was a dominating effort against a team within your own conference, and that cannot be overlooked. At the same time, this offense is struggling, Wes. I think it's struggling to be physical at the point of attack. It's struggling to run the football, and it's struggling in some of the other areas where it has done well. And I know that looks very odd in a game in which you scored 59 points. But I asked Coach Justin Fuente point blank during a break for Tech Talk Live on Monday. I said, Coach, are you happy with the offense? And he said, no. And I said, can I ask you that when we come back from commercial? And he said, yes, I'd like the opportunity. And then he was very candid about it for 6 minutes. It's not a concern. I look at it from an optimistic standpoint that you just beat a team by 52 points, your largest margin of victory ever in an ACC game, and there's discontent, which means that you're getting better.
Eric Kumis said yesterday that there was a lack of intensity on offense, and they were correcting it in practice. When you talked to Coach Fuente the other night, I mean, he point blank said he wasn't happy, but what do you do to correct lack of intensity?
Well, I think what lack of intensity means is lack of physicality, right? It's hard to tell if there's an intensity level from the receivers. I think that for the most part that they were fine. I think what Justin Fuente meant more by that, he called them out a little bit more specifically too, is the left side of this offensive line, Wes. You're supposed to have two all-conference players over there in Yash Nisman and Wyatt Teller. I haven't noticed it so much from Wyatt, but I think Yash is struggling a bit. It's hard for me because I'm always trying to follow the ball. I have to go back and watch on tape a lot of times to see what's going on. But when I have been watching in terms of getting out and setting perimeter blocks and trying to get some of your screen game going and your sweep game going, Yash just hasn't been having the season that he had a year ago and the one that you were expecting him to. And I'm not trying to pin it all on him. It's on some of the running backs too. But that's where you need your execution level to be at a high point, because this offense has morphed into what I told you through the summer I expected it to, which is more of a slants and angles offense, a lot of wide receiver screens, a lot of lateral handoffs to running backs and things like that. It's not a power through the tackles offense like you really don't see with the spread concepts, but you are still seeing some of those types of problems in terms of not moving people, again, at the point of contact.
Zon Burden said yesterday they're going to get Stephen Peoples in there. Now, he was able to go last week, but they held him out, and he said it allows us to do things. What are those things when you have Stephen Peoples back in the mix?
Well, it allows you to have a little more slow development in your offense, and you can do some more complex things in terms of your route tree and also some of the things that you do in terms of your screen game, because he is the most physical back in terms of pass protection. He's also your probably most reliable back in terms of execution from an offensive and blocking standpoint. So Steven is ready to go. I saw him yesterday, walked through the hall with him a little bit, and I said, are you ready to get back? And he said, I've been ready to get back for a couple of weeks. And he wasn't from a physical standpoint, but he just meant he's chomping at the bit. So, yeah, Zon was kind of cryptic about that. I was in the room when he said that. He had that devilish grin on his face. But, yeah, I think, again, also to add to that, what that means, Wes, is that this team, not just because Steven will be back, but because James Clark is back and because Cam Phillips will be closer to 100%, because you have some other guys back, is capable to get a little deeper into the playbook again, which this time of the year and against the David Cutcliffe coach team, I think you're going to need to do.
John Lazor joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. And that's the storyline. Look, I'm going to get into the Redskins here in a second. They're the walking wounded, and they're not the only team, college and the NFL. It's the time of the year where you take on injuries, you take on water. The Hokies are kind of the flip of that, and I know you brought that up with Coach Fuente and Hokies postgame live. This team is starting to get healthy at the right time.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, everyone was gloom and doom in the first quarter of the Boston College game, and I was thinking the opposite because, as Coach Fuente pointed out at his press availabilities that week and the week following, none of these were season-ending injuries, save for Caleb Farley, which was on the first day of camp, and Divine Diablo, which was back in week two. So you feel pretty good about the fact that, yeah, you've been without some people, but you've been able to win without those people. And a negative becomes a positive when you have to insert other guys in there, and suddenly they've gained experience, and you can go with the old cliche of, well, they're not freshmen anymore because they've actually played, which we like to say in basketball. So, yeah, it's becoming a situation where everything's rounding into your favor, and we're going to start to see that again. I think we did start to see it in terms of what they were able to do to North Carolina on Saturday, but we'll start to see it again even more so this Saturday against Duke, because your offense is going to be pretty healthy, and obviously all you can try to do is set things up in your favor or best of your ability when you go into the marquee portion of your schedule against Miami. And if you come out of Saturday, it's a big if you come out of Saturday as clean as you did against North Carolina, you're going to be riding pretty high heading into that matchup.
Great setup for the next segment, the big if on Saturday. We'll get to this matchup, why you can't sleep on it. We'll also get to a new segment on the show, John Lazor's Wedding Planning Update of the Week. He's John Lazor. He's the voice of the Hokies. He joins us each and every Wednesday. He'll stick around. Fox Sports 910, brought to you by Cowan Gates.